Representative Tony Gonzalez to retire from Congress after admitting to affair scandal. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 13, 2026. Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, confirmed that he would be filing to retire from Congress after he admitted to having an affair with a former aide who committed suicide last year. "There is a season for everything and God has a plan for us all," Gonzalez wrote in a post on X. "When Congress returns tomorrow, I will file my retirement from office. It has been my privilege to serve the great people of Texas." Gonzalez's announcement comes after he previously confirmed in March, during a radio interview on the Joe Pags Show, that he had made a mistake and that he took full responsibility for those actions. "I made a mistake," Gonzalez said. "I had a lapse in judgment, and there was a lack of faith. I take full responsibility for those actions. Since then, I've reconciled with my wife, Angel. I've asked God to forgive me, which he has, and my faith is as strong as ever." Gonzalez's confirmation of his affair came after a former unnamed staffer for Gonzalez told the San Antonio Express News that Regina Ann Santos Avales, who had been Gonzalez's regional district director, admitted to having an affair with the congressman in 2024. In September 2025, Santos Avales died after she poured gasoline over herself and was engulfed in flames. The former staffer said the relationship became known to some staff members during the 2024 election cycle. He said Gonzalez stayed at the ex-staffer's family's rental cabin on Konkan, near Uvalde, during the primary campaign, and that on two occasions in May 2024, Gonzalez and Santos Avales went there together and stayed for 1 to 2 hours. He said Santos Avales called him crying and distraught 2 weeks later to say her husband, Adrian Avales, had discovered text messages that revealed her relationship with Gonzalez. She told the staffer they had been having an affair. It was May 29, the day after Gonzalez narrowly won a GOP primary runoff election against Brandon Herrera. He said Avales later texted a group of Gonzalez legislative district staffers to expose the relationship. The House Ethics Committee announced in March that it was investigating Gonzalez over reports of his affair with his former aide, who died after setting herself ablaze. In accordance with House Rule 11, Clause 3, and Committee Rule 10A-2, the committee voted to establish an investigative subcommittee, the statement said. Pursuant to the committee's action, at this time, the investigative subcommittee shall have jurisdiction to determine whether Representative Tony Gonzalez violated the Code of Official Conduct or any law, rule, regulation, or other applicable standard of conduct in the performance of his duties or the discharge of his responsibilities, with respect to allegations that he may have 1. Engaged in sexual misconduct towards an individual employed in his congressional office, and or 2. Discriminated unfairly by dispensing special favors or privileges. Gonzalez's announcement comes after Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, announced that he would be resigning from Congress after he was accused of sexually assaulting a former staffer.